The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning again. And a good day. And today we'll continue with the mostly sitting meditation. And not going to do any guided meditation. With the idea that it's valuable to just sit with oneself as we are. Guided meditations can kind of change the context of sitting, and which is often valuable, but it's also valuable to spend some time just sitting quietly without any input. But I would like to read quote a couple of things from the Buddha that pertain to what the topic is for today and for the Dharma talk. Someone comes to the Buddha, a man named Udaya, and it refers to the idea of remembering past lives and knowing future lives or something like that. And that other teachers somehow, this relates to other teachers in India at that time. And the Buddha responds to him this way. Let the past be. Let be the past. Let be the future. I shall teach you the Dhamma. So this is an important, very important little phrase. You know, put aside concerns about the past, about the future. If you want the Dhamma, the Dharma, here, listen to this. When this exists, that comes to be. With the arising of this, that arises. When this does not exist, it does not come to be. With the cessation of this, that ceases. This is considered to be the teaching of dependent arising. And rather than explaining it, the important point of this is that in the present, now, put aside the past and the future, sit, you'll see the Dharma. If you see the river of time, the flow of change here and now, how one thing leads to another, one thing sets the stage for something else to occur. One way or the other, things are arising and they're passing. They appear and they disappear. And some of that is that the thing itself, a sound, comes and goes. And some of it has to do with how we experience something. So if I'm holding this book and just holding it, the book doesn't disappear just like that. But my awareness, my attention to the book shifts and changes as it goes to my words that I'm speaking, to holding the book, to thinking about, you know, other things here in the room and all kinds of things that can happen. And so this idea of staying in the place of arising and passing, coming and going, here, now, a fascinating teaching the Buddha gave is, he said, to avoid the idea. He didn't say it doesn't. It's not true, but he said to avoid the idea that things exist and that things do not exist. For someone who sees that that things appear, they can't say that things don't exist. For those who see that things disappear, cannot say that they exist. If you live in this world of the alternative to positing existence and non-existence is again this world that we live in, the world of experience, the world of how we perceive this world. It comes and goes. So one of the things you might do in this sitting is very gently, lovingly to yourself, as you may be at the every exhale or every inhale, whichever you like, say the word now. But say it word now so that it becomes a time for to know. Now, know now. This that comes and goes now. So with that, we'll sit quietly. Thank you. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, I'd like to evoke the wisdom of three questions and answers that one form or the other repeated in many wisdom traditions. And the first question is, when is the most important time? And the answer is now. Who is the most important person? Whoever is present. So if you're with someone else, it might be them. If you're alone, it's yourself. And what's the most important thing? To not obstruct the openness of your heart. To keep your heart open and not have it dim or obscured by thoughts, stories, opinions. And so we come to the end of this sitting. And the important time is now. The most important person is each of us, individually and as a collective. And the important thing is to keep the heart open. And may it be that as we move out into the world and end this meditation, that the meditation reminds us, reinforces for us the possibility of keeping and staying with an open heart, a loving heart, a heart that's ready to delight in others, to love others, to care for others. And may it be that as we go forth in this meditation, we carry with us an attitude expressed in these words. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.